When the first single from Thea Gilmore's new CD reached radio stations last fall, the cover featured a picture of rock star Barbie dolls done up as marionettes. The Mattel Corporation was not amused. They issued a cease and desist order, preventing that version of the song from being distributed. Here's what the song sounds like. It's called Mainstream. Are you gonna sing the mainstream? The song seems to illustrate the emptiness of pop stardom, which is a running theme on Thea Gilmore's CD. The title of the CD is Avalanche. She is an observer of modern culture, and what she sees seems to make her angry. This is Thea Gilmore's fifth release. She's 24 years old. She put out her first album when she was 18, and obviously she kept moving. Thea Gilmore joins us from the studios of WFUV at Fordham University in the Bronx. Miss Gilmore, thank you for coming in.
Hey, it's nice to be here.
So what finally did end up on the cover of that single?
We took the Barbies off and put a few little cartoons in there. It's kind of cartoon Barbies, but I didn't say that.
I read that the song was a response to a suggestion that somebody made about your music.
Yeah, that's right. I was told that, when I was making the last album, that in order to kind of fit in a little bit more, I should try and, listen to a few mainstream records and try and fit in with mainstream radio a bit. And, kind of being someone who wanted to get on with my career, I thought, well, maybe I'll listen for a little while. And I tried, but unfortunately mainstream the song was what happened.
But you did sort of get a little rockier in this recording than you did in the previous ones.
Yeah, well, I just enjoy playing with styles, really. And I think, I'm very lucky I get a chance to put records out at quite a rate of knots, really, so it's nice to be able to play around with styles. And I do really like to rock out. It's not to do with sort of trying to approach any particular market. It's just to do with having a bit of fun, which I think at the end of the day is kind of the most important thing, because it translates best into the music that you make if you're having a good time.
The themes in mainstream, they pop up all through this album. Something like people are sliding over the surface of modern culture, that somehow they need to take control of their own imagination. One such song maybe is the title track, Avalanche.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's a very central theme in the album because it's a very central theme to me. I think music should be a very magical experience. Listening to music should be very magical. And I think one thing that my generation particularly has lost is magic. It doesn't exist anymore for a lot of people. And so, I feel very strongly that people have to kind of like sit up and take note of this, that magic is ebbing away from them and they can get it back. They just have to pay attention.
3 p.m. blue as a road sign, with a bag and some cheap wine. The sun's in my eyes, between the smoke trails of aircraft, the kite tails and light shots. There's a language in the sky, there are bones hiding under the viaduct.
You're chastising your own generation, challenging them?
Well, my own generation and myself, really, because I fall foul of apathy and I fall foul of kind of not paying enough attention. And I think, I need a stiff reminder a lot of the time. So I'm hoping that the music does that for me as well as other people.
Who's gonna raise a hand, knowing what's all to do is done? And who'll be able to stand?
Your writing has been compared to Bob Dylan or to Tom Waits. Is it true that you heard that music when you were a little kid, that you grew up listening to it?
Yeah, I grew up listening to Dylan a lot and the Beatles. Tom Waits came a bit later, but getting compared to Dylan and Tom Waits is an extreme honour, but I don't really believe that anyone could ever take their place or even be compared to them. So sometimes you kind of have to take what the critics say and not pay too much attention to it.
But there is a kind of an echo there, that kind of the chanting way that Bob Dylan would just keep powering through a particular thought or theme.
Yeah, I suppose it's a bit of a train of thought, kind of, others would maybe say lyrical barrage, but maybe I'd leave that one alone. But yeah, you know, I learned Subterranean Homesick Blues as a kid. I learned all the words to it, so you can't help but be inspired by something like that.
The first cut on the album is called Rags and Bones. It has a really kind of nice sound to it, and you do this throughout the album, dark lyrics. Let's just listen to a little bit of it. There's a kind of litany of familiar phrases: the hammer and the nail, the hearts and the small change, the devil's in the details. Some of them sound familiar to me. What's that about?
Well, the song actually is about writing songs. It's about constructing. It's about building words and music and trying to make a point with them, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I read a quote by Yeats, and I'm not sure whether I'll get the exact wording correct, but he said, "Poetry begins in the foul rag and bone shop of the soul." And I thought, yeah, that is a pretty awesome quote, and I believe that songs come from the same place, so I'll write a song about that.
The message of this song, do you think? I mean, it's a song about writing songs. Are you saying, wake up, pay attention?
I'm always saying wake up, pay attention. I never say anything else. But yeah, you know, it's a sort of, you can change things. I can change things through the music that I make, or at least I can have a good go, and the day that I die, I'll die knowing that I had a good go.
You have your guitar with you and two of your band members.
I do.
Would you like to pick a track?
Yeah, I think we'll play Mainstream for you.
Could you introduce us to your fellow musicians?
Of course I can. I have Jim Kirkpatrick with me, and I also have my producer Nigel Stonier with me.
And they're both playing?
They're both playing and they're both singing too.
Okay.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Flashing on some little pop song, boys get out your balls, like the empire's gonna strike back. The critics and the diplomats are living in a tin shack. A breakneck full tilt, climb the ladders they built. Angels in the abattoir, junking up a good guitar. Stale city band with you, don't get the language, but don't pick on the girl who's only turning on a light switch. Are you gonna swim the main street? Are you gonna swim the main street? Or are you gonna make like light be here? Are you gonna swim the main street? Choose you up, spits you out, then asks you up the lips about an Alton army, a young James Dean, and another kind of war that is raging in your bloodstream. A wildfire, wild card, this girl's been by. They drew the weapons, read the rules, sent the rebels back to school to book you for the next crime. Catch you in the nick of time, so don't trust the captain who is sailing in a straight line. Are you gonna swim the main street? Are you gonna swim the main street? Or are you gonna make like light be here? Are you gonna swim the main street? And say your prayers, stay polite, busy saving daylight. Age plays dirty tricks, you're looking like a counterfeit. Who's gonna train us? Can you really blame us? If we grow up, we're all going to be famous. Mm-hmm.
I love the way the phrasing. I mean, I love the way you sing all those words.
It's
fabulous to listen to. I mean, I hadn't heard it with my headphones on, but it's really great.
It's good fun. It's good fun to sing.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for talking to me.
Thea Gilmore's new release is called Avalanche from Compass Records. She spoke with us from the studios of WFUV in the Bronx.